The Damon Runyon Theater.
LIU Post Public Radio.
Rock music for adults. Weekday mornings 7 to 10 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Take WCWP with you wherever you go with the WCWP app. Listen live 24/7 to all of our streams, all from one app. Plus, call the studios directly from the app and visit our social media. Download the app through the iOS App Store on Apple devices or the Google Play Store on Android by searching WCWP Radio or visit WCWP.org for links. The WCWP app, available now on iOS and Android devices.
You're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, The Lemon Drop Kid.
So it happens that the kid stays in Kibbsville. Now, it turns out that he and Alicia are very much in love. But, as they say, there is a large fly in the ointment. Naturally, the kid has to tell the doll's father. And the scene is as follows.
So you want to marry Alicia?
Yeah, that's the idea.
On what?
Well, I got a few bucks. 100.
How long will that last?
I don't know.
You ain't got a job.
Well, not yet.
Looky here, I ain't able to work hard, and now you're going to take Alicia away from me.
Well, I got that figured out, too. I can work at the station.
You? Look at you. I know your kind. I've seen a lot of you come and go.
Well, I'm figuring on staying.
Maybe you'll want a salary, too.
Well, we've got to live.
I'll give you $10 a week.
Huh? Oh, you're kidding.
$10. And you and Alicia can live in the back.
Gee, I figured on a place of our own.
On what?
You know, I can't figure you. Her father. Seems to me you wouldn't want to see her happy.
You're taking her away from me, ain't you?
Okay. $10 a week. You know...
What?
I was just thinking.
What about?
$10. That used to be a pretty good price. For a necktie. That's me. I gotta look in a mirror to make sure.
Oh, you're tired.
Yeah, I guess. 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Long hours for short pay.
For 8 months.
Yeah, for 8 months.
Want a glass of milk?
No.
I'm sorry, kid.
I'll forget it. Alicia.
What, kid?
We gotta get out of here. You and me, we gotta get out of here.
You want to leave?
Well, why not? What have we got here? $10 a week in one room.
It's not much, is it?
Much.
I see.
Well, I... Oh, look, baby, honey, I didn't mean that for you. Well, cut my arm off if you pass me the sign to do it. Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
I know. Oh, kid, I love you so much.
Double that in spades for me, honey. Look, I had $100 when I came here. I've been getting 10 a week. We put some away. Maybe we can make a start someplace else.
I don't want to go away, kid.
But you said you loved me.
And I do. I'd go any place with you, darling, any place. But not now.
Why not? Why not?
Not now, kid.
Alicia.
Oh, kid. Honey. Kid, I'm glad of you.
Glad? glad. Look at me. Everybody in the world, look at me. The lemon drop kid who never had anything or anybody to love before in his life. Now I got the whole world. The whole world. Me. Me with a kid of my own.
Sure, that is it. Well, the weeks go by fast. Then Alicia is not doing so well. And the lemon drop kid is like a limp rag. And one night, the scene is as follows.
You can come in now.
Okay, Doc. She doing all right?
Well, no.
What's the matter?
Call it complications, Mr. Deering.
Let me in there.
Kid.
Hello, baby. Feeling better?
Yes.
Sure you are.
Everything all right?
Couldn't be better.
And Dad?
He's fine.
You'd better let her get some rest now.
Okay, Doc, right away. I'll be right outside, honey, in case you need anything.
All right, kid. Don't worry.
I've got to talk to you.
Yeah? What's the matter, Doc?
She needs a specialist.
Specialist? She's worse than you let on.
I'm sorry, but I've done all I can. She needs a specialist. Badly.
Badly?
That's right.
Where from?
Well, there's one in New York City. It's rather expensive.
Never mind that. Give me his name and address.
I've got it here for you. Here you are.
Okay, thanks, Doc.
I'll drop by again in an hour.
Yeah.
Specialists cost a lot of money.
Uh-huh. Look out.
You got that kind of money?
We got $150. We saved it.
Kid.
Right here. It's gone. It was right here and it's gone.
Look, kid, there was something I wanted to...
Where's that dough? Where is it?
Look, with one thing and another, the station not doing well.
And you took it.
I had to pay off some bills. I never thought you'd need it like
you
this.
You took it. Why?
I had debts. You wasn't needing the money when I took it. I was going to put it back as soon as I could.
I'm going to kill you. You're her father, but I'm going to kill you.
Kid.
I broke my back for that dough.
You got it by stealing in the first place.
I ain't thinking of that now. All I'm thinking of is her. Oh, you dirty little...
Kid, let go, please. Let go. I didn't mean to let go.
Honey. Honey, what are you doing out here?
Alicia, don't let him go.
Kid, he didn't mean anything. He didn't.
Honey, you got to get back to bed.
Please let him alone, kid. Promise me.
All right.
Help me. Help me,
darling.
Alicia.
Well, the kid figures the only way he can get money and get it fast is to try the races. So he starts out for Saratoga. But on the way, he learns that Grigsby is still hot to get his hands on him, so the kid does not go to the track. But it seems that same night, a masked bandit holds up an all-night restaurant and gets away with a whole take in the place, which amounts to considerable. And it so happens that the next morning, the kid shows up at his and Alicia's home.
Who's that? Oh, it's you.
Yeah, me. Doc, how is she? I can get her to New York now. What are you looking at me like that for?
Kid, I...
Doc, she's...
No, not yet. But your baby. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
You better go into her. You've still got a little time.
Sleeping, honey?
Kid, is that you?
It's me.
I've been waiting for you, kid. Just waiting.
I got a little delayed. But I got the money, baby.
Baby.
Oh, no, don't, honey. Please don't. Look, you're going to be okay.
Promise me something.
Sure, anything.
Will you take care of Dad?
We'll both do it, baby. Both of us.
He's not bad. He just doesn't think. Take care of him.
All right.
I'm sorry, kid. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'd better go in now.
You don't have to, Doc.
Oh, I'm sorry. If we could have taken her to New York 12 hours ago. Just 12 hours.
12 hours. I was busy 12 hours ago. Getting some money.
Oh. Well, I'll be going. By the way, there's someone on the porch to see you.
Me?
Yes. Come on, I'll walk out with you.
I don't want to see anybody.
I think you'd better come.
Thanks, Doc.
It's all right, Sheriff. Goodbye, kid. Goodbye, Sheriff.
Kid, I've got to ask you some questions about last night.
12 hours ago.
That's right. We found this spigot wrapped in tin foil. Looks mighty like a gun.
Yeah, it does.
Somebody used it to hold up an all-night restaurant a good piece from here.
Uh-huh.
And that somebody was a man who took a lemon drop from his pocket and ate it while he was doing the holdup.
Know why the guy did it?
I think so. But the law is funny that way. It don't ask a man's reasons lots of times, kid. It just goes ahead and does its duty. Guess we better go, kid.
So the kid is sent to Auburn to do 2 years. And all the while he's there, he sends money to Alicia's father. Money he gets by selling knickknacks to visitors. And then he gets out. And his hair is kind of splashed with gray. And there are lines on his face. Now, this is still not the end of the story. The payoff is big. One night, we are sitting in Mindy's. The kid is with us. He is out of Auburn maybe 3 days. He does not talk much, just sits there. And then there is a commotion, and the scene is as follows.
There he is at last. That's the man.
Kid, look, Grigsby.
Yeah, I see him.
Beat it, kid, beat it.
What for?
Ah, there you are. I finally chased you down.
Congratulations.
It took me a long time, but I swore I'd find you. You see, I'm walking. I'm no longer in my wheelchair. Well, what do you say to that?
Again, congratulations.
To you, too. I'm giving you a check for $4,900. I offered $5,000 to anyone who could get me out of that chair. Lemon drops. Bah! I forgot all about my arthritis. Oh, my doctor said it was they who did it, but I know better. Well, you made me so furious that I got up and ran. And I haven't been in that... Well, what's the matter with you?
You were in Saratoga maybe 2 years ago?
Yes, why?
I could have had this check then.
Yes, it's minus the $100 you cheated me out of, but there it is. It's a good joke, isn't it?
Yeah, great. Look, if I put my name on this check...
Endorse it?
That's it. If I do that, can I send it to anyone and could he cash it?
Well, the check's as good as gold, young man.
Okay, I'll endorse it. You send it to a man named Henry Deering. Kibbsville, New York.
Kid, what is this you're doing?
Keeping a promise, Broadway. Always do that. It's better for everybody.
Where are you going?
I am out of lemon drops, Broadway. All out.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, The Lemon Drop Kid. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville and the stories adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. This is a Mayfair production.